For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
For men abhorred the offering of the Lord. Eli's sons, Hophni and Phinehas, who were priests after the order of the Levitical priesthood, had become corrupt. And I won't get into all what that means about that, but that was under Jewish law and that, but what they were doing was very corrupt. They were doing it for gain. They were doing it for evil. Skip down to verse number 22 of 1 Samuel chapter 2. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. There you are, fornicating, adulterers. And he said unto them, why do you such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. Ye make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat for him? Notwithstanding, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. Okay, the Lord would slay them. Keep going. Verse 26. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. See, God was preparing. Just like the devil's trying to prepare to pass a baton. Amen. The Lord, you may not see it. Because the devil works in the sense realm a lot. He wants you to see it to get you afraid. But God does stuff in private, in secret. See, Samuel was finding favor with God and with man. While Hophni and Phinehas, they were doing evil, working their evil, doing all they wanted to do, and abusing the people and living in sin, God was preparing a Samuel.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Get that back up for me. Verse 27. And there came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, did I plainly appear unto the house of thy father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon mine altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel, my people. To me, that sounds a lot like some ministries today. I need verse 30 up too. Some ministry today that have become not just organisms, but organizations. Amen. Money-making machines, you know, counting the numbers.
Amen.
Just numbers of people without any character development, without any real challenge to holiness.
Amen.
Amen. Just come and give. Amen. They corrupt it. God is saying you've corrupted things.
Amen.
Amen. In many places, not everywhere, there are some big churches that are living for God. Well, they're true to God. I'm not saying everything, but there are many that God's going to take down.
Amen.
Amen. That God's going to shake up. They'll never be the same again. Amen. It's going to be shameful because God says, this is what they're doing. Give me verse 30. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel said, I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me. For them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Thus saith the Lord. That's what he's saying today as well. Now, quickly look in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 4. This was one of the sins of Eli. The spirit that God is sending today, the spirit of Elijah, one of the key things that the spirit of Elijah is going to do is turn hearts back to each other.
Amen.
The hearts of fathers back to the children.
Amen.
The hearts of children toward their fathers.
Amen.
And God's going to take, if that indeed happens, God will take the curse from the earth.
Amen.
Amen. But that's got to happen.
Amen.
Ephesians 6:4 says, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." All so many of the movies and sitcoms and news reports are contrary to this principle. Showing the father as some dummy, some, you know, ill-equipped man that's just a punching bag, just nobody gives him any respect or any reverence. But God's changing all of that. You see, this is why Eli eventually was killed, because this God judged him because he would not. Well, let's get Hebrews chapter 12. Eli would not correct his son. Now, he said that, what he said, but he didn't do any correcting. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 through 8. "And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaks unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. If you endure chastening, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chastens not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons." This is God speaking.
Amen.
This is his word, and God said bastards.
Amen.
Amen. Fatherless.
Amen. Amen.
But what is the spirit of the church world today? Long as you tickle me and tickle my ears and say things that are smooth and say things that I like to hear and say things that won't challenge me, then we cool. But just don't go certain places. Just don't talk about tithing. Don't talk about church attendance. Don't talk about, amen, anything having to do with, you know, my personal life. Amen. Just give me, you know, just tell me how, you know, to gain money, or how to, you know, improve my business, or how to be positive. All that might have its place, but every now and then God says it's a chastening time. I got to chasten. I got to correct you. And if you be without correction, amen, you're not sons. If you walk off because somebody tried to correct you and were just at correcting you, and you walking away because you got mad, you're not a son. God says you're a bastard. Didn't we just read that? Fatherless. You're in a bad place. And when you don't rear your children properly,
amen,
they become Hophni and Phinehases. Do what they want to do when they want to do it. Amen. Any kind of way they want to do it. You need to shut your door from all that coming up in your house however they want to do it. Boyfriend and girlfriend and all. Loose here. Amen. I said, Lucy, that's why Eli was judged. That's why the guard changed. That's why the glory left.
Amen.
Amen. Starting with fathers.
Amen.
At home.
Amen.
Get your home in order.
Amen.
Amen. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
That ought to be your testimony. Choose you this day whom you will serve. If God be God, then serve him. Ought not be a teenager in your house saying, "I ain't going to church today."
Amen.
Well, I can't make you. Yes, you can make them.
Amen.
They paying rent.
Amen.
They got a job.
Amen.
You ought to rear them and train them to where they want to go to church.
Amen.
Where they know they don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And the best way to do that is live a life before them.
Amen.
You can give them Bible verses all you want, but if you're a liar, If you are a hypocrite, they ain't thinking about you. They're going to become a hypocrite too. They see you talk about your pastor behind his back. On the phone. Yeah, Ty, I didn't believe that. What do you think they're going to become? That's why so many young people leave in the church. Because they don't want what we had. Amen. Amen. People just nodding their head. So there's going to be, in this day now, a changing of a guard.
Amen.
Because the glory is going to return. And with some of the current leadership right now, if the glory came, it'd kill everybody. It'd kill them. Because it ain't God even trying to kill them. He just show up that glory. You see, when people go to hell, it's going to be in measure and it's going to be in accordance to what iniquity is in them. That's the reward of hell that they will have. It ain't just some ballpark figure. No, according to whatever depth it was, there are levels in hell.
Amen.
And whatever, however far they got away from God and however they resisted God, it will be the measure that is met.
Amen.
Likewise in heaven.
Amen.
The measure you meet will be the measure you, everybody ain't getting the same. Some ain't going to have no reward because what you have done has been in the flesh.
Amen.
And it's going to go up in smoke.
Amen.
You'll get in to the gate. And it'll be glorious, but you won't have reward. And there'll be some you don't even know. Some you least expect. Amen. Some that may be living on the street, but they're saved.
Amen.
Witnessing for God. Amen. Praying and seeing things. But they ain't advertising. They got to tell you what's going on. God knows.
Amen.
And they'll be rewarded greatly.
Amen.
So it's really important. We got to understand Eli was cut off. Revelation chapter 2, verse 5. Remember, therefore, Jesus walking among the candlesticks. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. So God, there's a strong cry in this hour for repentance. See, as things take on a semblance of normal again, people will go back to normal stuff. I pray that in this time and even moving forward, that people really get a hold of God and not go back to some superficial delusion of some normal. Amen. Not being faithful, not being committed, going back to the old ways. I pray that through this and onward that God will continue to conform and change people more and more to his image.
Amen.
Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 1. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle and pitched beside Ebenezer, and the Philistines pitched in Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel, and when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
They're old familiar. carol.